Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, an unstable genius, that's what I am. Trump's a stable genius. It makes my head spin. Fascinated, actually, by Trump. You have to admit that the guy's having success. I find it confounding. I'm reading headlines from yesterday, the end of Western civilization, Trump destroys NATO. And then this morning, I'm not going to go all the way and say I was dead wrong about Trump and his effectiveness and how effective he would be, but he's been very effective. And whether you like that or not is, I get it. I get it. I completely get it. He's not your typical. He's atypical. But that's what folks wanted, and that's what folks got. And, you know, I'm amazed, actually. You know, I've tried to be as objective about these things as possible and as fair as possible. And I'm reading these headlines from yesterday that I snatched. The fall of the American empire. Donald Trump is dismantling the West. And then this morning, this huge announcement after an emergency meeting, and he gets all these NATO allies to step up and, I mean, he's guaranteeing $33 billion. Now, it could all be BS, but it doesn't appear to be that way. He gets these NATO allies, he threatens them, he uses his bully pulpit, which is an old school term, this isn't newer news, and he carries this big hammer in and says, fine, we'll pull out. And they believe him because he's just, what's the word? Brash enough, random enough. He says that he's a stable genius. I mean, I heard it. I don't think he's kidding. I think he believes it. I think he's had, for the Trump folks who have stuck by him, and I started the show yesterday with this same rhetoric. I find it amazing. I'm not saying I was dead wrong about him, but I was definitely wrong about him. I thought he would be an absolute miserable failure. Now he's got his Supreme Court. He really does. Now he's got the economy humming along. Have you seen some of the numbers? It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, there's individual battles. And I think guys like me and a lot of folks in the mainstream media don't want to accept it. So you look for, I don't particularly look for the dark cloud, the minutia, to say Trump's a bum. But I think if you don't acknowledge that he's had success, then that's just how you think. You think in your way, and that's fine. I mean, by the way, there are a lot of folks that hate Trump, and I use that word. I mean hate, and we'll never like him, regardless of what he does. I get all that, too. A lot of liberals can't even hear his name. A lot of women actually cringe and lately have cried because there's deep concern about Roe versus Wade. And, you know, for Democrats who are out there, this is a horrible conundrum, because what's their leverage point to win anything? To win a seat in the Senate, to win seats in the House, to have a candidate to run for presidency. We got Hillary Clinton and Bernie coming in here this weekend. That's it. That's as good as it gets. I mean, that didn't work before. Why would it work again? I'm not trying to be a doomsayer, and for folks who are out there who believe in the Democrats, but I'm not trying to suggest Trump is our new hero, but he's winning a lot. You know, I pulled a piece yesterday from the Wall Street Journal. He got Pfizer to agree to not hike its drug prices. I mean, and it's this intimidation factor he uses. It's, for many people, it's obnoxious, it's arrogant, it's rude. But it's working. The, you know, the gross domestic product is really high. There's more jobs than there are unemployed folks. Salaries are starting to go up. 866-391-1020. I'm asking folks who are sellers. In other words, if you're on the market, you're selling Trump. It's a short sale. You don't trust it. It's not going to work out. It's going to bomb. I'm asking folks who were sellers on Trump, who are now buyers, to call here. I'm very curious if people will be honest enough to admit he's having success, even though you don't like the way he approaches things. Yesterday, he says he says that Germany, it's the largest economy in Europe. He says Germany and her government totally controlled and captive to Russia. Then this morning, I heard him say, well, this could all work out. We could all be friends with Russia. Now, we all think it's random. I think it's nonsensical stream of consciousness, but it works for the guy. Why would he change anything? I don't like it. I'm not a fan. I don't like the way he handles people. I don't like the way he manages things, but so what? I'm a trivial little worm out there just swimming around trying not to get put on a hook. I'm just thrown into the river for bait. I honestly don't have any other position other than to suggest it's astounding to me. And if you would ask me if this was going to occur, I would have said, hell no. I would have been dead wrong. Dead wrong. A couple other things he said yesterday, they're fascinating to me. So he said that Angela Merkel's government is totally controlled and captive to Russia. So then this morning he said they're friends. He said they're really good friends, and she's a great ally, and Germany's a great ally. Yesterday he says, what good is NATO? And that, you know, that circled the globe. That's where this came out, the fall of the American empire. Donald Trump is dismantling the West. And then this morning, folks are talking about a new unity, and a stronger NATO. It has you thinking that maybe guys like me are all wrong, that maybe every single liberal out there is wrong. You know, I don't know. I just don't know. Retired cop Ray. Trump got the CEO of Pfizer to roll back prices of prescriptions. Yes, he did. We pay 70% of the NATO bill, retired cop Ray. I don't understand how liberals in this country are upset with Trump when he's trying to get other countries to pay their fair share and help the American taxpayer. I was glad when he blasted the blankety-blanks who were taking advantage of us. My dad always told me to be nice until the time comes when you can't be nice, and you'll know when that time comes. It's fascinating. And Ray, by the way, is one of my close friends. He's very intelligent. And by the way, he speaks for tens of millions of Americans who, quite frankly, love every single thing Trump does and the way he presents it. It's interesting landscape, folks, and it has every political leader in America thinking about how they campaign. I want to hear from folks about Trump this morning. And we don't spend a lot of time obsessing on Trump, but the way this guy gets things done is so anti-establishment, anti-government, anti-everything that folks just pull their hair out. Yesterday, it's the end of the world as we know it. Today, he's king of the world. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. I'd love to hear folks who are turning toward Trump saying, I don't like him, but I love what he's doing. It's fascinating to me. Next, right here, folks. By the way, I don't expect a lot of folks to honestly call and say, I've jumped ship, I support Trump now, I hated him. We're so partisan now. If you look at the Supreme Court nominee, and he won't get a single Democratic vote. He just won't. And everything like that, Democrats won't vote for anything Republican now. And historically, this has changed dramatically. The Supreme Court nominees that Bush threw out there got a significant number of Democrats voting for him. The Supreme Court nominees that Clinton put out there, same thing. But now we're just so partisan, so I wouldn't expect folks to ever say Trump's doing well. Because it is what it is for people. They kind of dig in, and they can't change their mind, and that's that, and Trump's a bum, and everything he does, they look at, and they want him to fail. I've seen this in my own career. The more and more you succeed, the more folks want you to fail. It's just the way it is. And by the way, the people that don't, and I use myself as an example. I'm certainly no Donald Trump. I'm a small-time businessman and a small-time talk show host. But I do know this. The better I do, the more folks want to see me fail. And that's fine. That's just the nature of the beast, because they're down there and they're looking up and thinking that should be them, and somehow I got an advantage they don't have, and that I'm a bum, and there are mistakes that I made in my career and in my life that no matter what you do, they'll always bring those mistakes up first. And I'm cool with that. I'm a big boy. I'm not whining or complaining. I accept that as the way the train rolls. And so with Trump, it's an actually interesting psychology study in that no matter what he does, a significant number of Americans, and I'd say, you know, if you look at the polls in the area of half, can never condone what he does. They'll throw out that he's immoral, he's unethical, that he's vulgar, that he's a sexist, a misogynist, a fearmonger, a bully, all these things. And by the way, you could give examples to each one of those. So no matter what he does, it's not going to ever amount to anything, regardless of what it does in that person's home in particular. And that's okay. It's just, it's not healthy. It doesn't benefit you in the long run. I honestly try more and more. Look, you know me. You've been listening to me talk about Trump now for over a year. He's not my kind of guy, but so what? I'm watching this morning. I'm in the basement working out. I'm watching Trump, and I'm screaming, and I'm laughing hysterically because yesterday he pretty much said the Germans are a bunch of bums. NATO's horrible. Germany's in bed with the Russians. NATO's done. We're destroying NATO, and today he's hugging with these people, and he got his way. Oh, and he does this. Look, do you see the Pfizer thing? What do you think he did? He got the CEO of Pfizer in a room and said, go ahead, make my day, raise your drug prices and see how I jack with you. Honestly, it seems to work. And it only works, I tell people this all the time, it only works if you have leverage. If you have no leverage, so and I use it in a situation where somebody's asking for a raise. And yesterday, one of our guys, George, called me, actually, from Clareton, I believe. And he talked about unions, how unions help people. And I don't believe that employees should be ordered to pay union dues. I just don't. I think it's ridiculous. And the Supreme Court, in essence, agreed a couple weeks ago and said public union employees don't have to pay union dues anymore. They don't have to be ordered to do anything. And George and union leaders, like my good friend Paul Martino, would argue that we wouldn't have the benefits we have without the unions. Okay. I just disagree. I agree that the unions, back in the day, they established the 40-hour work week. They established safer working conditions. They established holidays. They established sick pay. They absolutely 100% did. But should I be ordered to pay union dues, and then those union dues are used to front politicians that I don't like? No. Well, why would they? So it's the same thing with Trump. I mean, I don't like Trump. I just don't. But I got to wake up and say, Trump has leverage. And that's the thing with unions. And that's my argument with, I like the union guys here in Pittsburgh that represent us in TV and radio and anything else we do. They're fabulous guys. Absolutely. And they work really hard. But what's your leverage anymore? No, really. What's your leverage? In a market that when I was growing up, and this is all analogous to what happens in government. In the market where I was growing up, Pittsburgh was a top 10 TV market, meaning the number of households with TVs was top 10 in the country. Now it's 23 going on 25. The revenue model was $125 million revenue. Advertising revenue model is down to about $80 million. This is all pretty darn accurate. So my point is always when you go in to negotiate with a boss that's seeing a lot less money coming into the building, how do you say, I demand more cash? Okay, but we don't have it. What's your leverage? Trump has leverage. He does. He could say and do what he wants. Why? Our economy's blowing up. We are the most powerful military on earth. We spend more than all the other largest economies on earth combined, the 10 largest. We spend more on military than the other next 10 combined. Trump goes into a room, and as obnoxious as he is, they can't give him the finger and walk out. He owns the room. It's just other presidents have managed it differently, handle it differently with varying degrees of success or failure. And for me, as a guy who kind of has seen a number of presidents and different approaches, and some are nice and some aren't, and some are trying to negotiate and some don't, many, many, many insiders, big shots, they won't say it publicly, but they believe it. They like Trump. They like that he's a bully. They like that he puts the hammer down. They believe he treats these governments the way they should be treated because he has the hammer. Okay? And how do I argue that? How do I argue against that? I don't know. So when you see him this morning, he calls himself a stable genius. We could spend an hour on that he's strange and that's aberrant behavior and borderline narcissistic and all this crap. Okay? But at the end of the day, he got his way and he's boasting about it. And that's what he does. He's going to be doing it for at least another 2.5 years. What are we going to do? You're just going to complain? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you to do, but it's fascinating to watch. Man, Gino grown some plants. Yes! Hey, Dad, can I get some hydroponics? What are you growing, weed? Kind of what we associate with hydroponics. Man, Gino. I mean, that's the first thing I would say. I know you could... There's a broad array of things that you could grow with hydroponics. But as soon as I hear hydroponics, I think, dead, hydro, man. So, man, Gino, if my son asks me if he can get into hydroponics, I'm going to want to check the basement, see what kind of seeds he actually has. Mr. Mangino. Fascinated by the Trump narrative. I'm fascinated by this presidency. It always makes you uptight, nervous, afraid, angry, disgusted, disgruntled. And then Trump hits a home run, and you're like, I don't know. Billy Sawyer says, I said the same thing after North Korea, and Trump hasn't accomplished anything. I don't know that that's true. I think it's a process. The door is open. I think the Secretary of State's been there 3 times. I don't know. I don't know how these things go. I don't know how long they take. I think as long as people are talking, I think there's an opportunity to succeed. I mean, we could go down the list on what's happening with our economy. It's insane. I've never seen it where there's more job openings than folks who are unemployed. Salaries are finally going up, not necessarily in every business, just because our business, for instance, not occurring because the business is hurting, kind of. We're competing against digital media, and it's a long story you don't want to hear. But so that isn't the case. But in many, many businesses, I talk to people all the time, there's so many jobs right now, you can kind of bounce around. And as a result of what's happening with the economy, people are quitting their jobs and going to other jobs. There's crazy things happening in that regard. So, you know, we could say Trump's a bum. We could say he's, what does he say? He's an intelligent genius or, you know, stable genius. This morning he actually said that. People ask me if he's joking. I don't know. I don't know, but let me read these headlines. So Trump... Right, he goes after Germany. It's all over the New York Times this morning. He goes after Germany. Right? Trump wasted no time. NATO's Secretary General could barely finish the greetings yesterday when Trump launched into a clearly planned attack. It wasn't directed at terrorism. It wasn't against a military threat. Instead, it was aimed at Germany, one of the alliance's most important members. Trump said that Germany is too dependent on Russian energy needs. We have to talk about the billions and billions of dollars that's being paid to the country we're supposed to be protecting you against. And then he talked about NATO. Does it matter? Do I care? Are we going to bail? And then this morning, reporters said that Trump told NATO, we're out. We're out. Unless you pony up. And they did. I don't like it. You don't like it? I don't know. It's not my call. It seems to work. So for all the folks who, they cringe. He does so many things that for... traditional thinking folks, they're cringeworthy things, yet it seems to work. So what do you do? I guess you just go along. I mean, and if you don't like him, you form a coalition and grab a candidate and go for it. But I don't see anybody out there that could beat him. Anybody? Does anybody see a Democrat out there who could beat Trump? Anybody? Because he's got his... Trump, folks. It's not the Republican Party anymore. It's the Trump Party. Who beats Trump? No, honestly, who? Bernie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll happen. Warren. Ms. Warren. Oh, okay. Hillary.
Okay.
Not seeing it. Hey, Terry and Maruville, thanks for hanging in there.
Morning.
Terry.
Hi.
You have your window open. Close your window. Thanks, buddy. Hey.
Hillary.
Yeah, I lost you. Hey, Terry, either you had your convertible top down or you had your windows open, but I could barely hear you. Call back. I owe you a phone call. 866-391-1020. So check this out. So I would argue that if you're just looking at the facts of what happened this morning, Trump got NATO allies to pony up $33 to $50 billion, they're saying. He did. It's the truth. So what are the headlines? The immediate headlines from the mainstream media, which is mostly liberal. I admit it. I get it. I live it. Trump claims victory in NATO summit after going it alone threat, but receives little. That's immediately what the New York Daily News said. So they said he bombed. Okay. Anger and disgust as Trump blows up NATO summit, the Daily Beast. Anger and disgust. Okay. CNN fact checks Trump's claims about NATO and says that he was lying. Power breakfast, how Trump lambasted Germany over eggs and fruit salad. The only, you won't be surprised by this. The only media entity, and Raz handed me this and I want to thank him for it. The only media entity that supports what happened this morning, if you watched it, it looks like it's a win for us. Trump is right. NATO is obsolete and he's delivering that message loud and clear. Fox News. There you go. So everything's the same. Status quo. Hey, Ken, go ahead, buddy.
Morning. What's up, brother?
How are you this morning, sir?
I'm great. It's beautiful out. Outside. The thing with Trump is, and I'm getting used to it, he likes to throw the hand grenade. And then once the dust settles, then he tries to, you know, work things out. And that's just his style. And if it's getting things done, all right, and do it, you know.
Yep.
But guarantee you, 2 days from now, he'll tweet something and stick his foot in his mouth.
I know, but it seems to work. All this stuff seems to work. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, honestly, does it work? Does this kind of thing, this doesn't work for me, man. It just doesn't. I mean,
I don't appreciate the nonsense he does half the time. But the flip side of the coin is when he's actually talking, you know, that's what the American people appreciate. He's bringing these subjects up that people won't bring up and trying to make it more favorable to us.
No, people love him. I'm convinced that I'm dead wrong on this, and people love him. I mean, they love him.
I'm not a lover. I'm glad things are getting done, though, you know?
I get it. I don't know. I don't know.
Like, I'm just waiting for the next tweet.
Yeah, I know. And then you laugh and you think, oh my gosh, this guy is off his rocker.
I don't laugh, Marty. I don't laugh. When I hear it, I just go, oh my God, what do you, you know, somebody needs to like control you, man.
And then nobody does because nobody can and he continues. Bill Sawyer pointed out something that kind of blew me away last week. He talked in meetings about, why don't we invade Venezuela? I don't know. Bill Sawyer says he's an idiot. Okay. But it's effective. I can't argue. It's weird. Talking about invading Venezuela. Serious conversations. Everybody thinks, wow, this man's crazy. And then we move past it and he has a victory. And who beats him? I'm interested. I want to grab Jerry. He says maybe he knows somebody. Jerry, can you beat Trump?
No, I can't beat Trump. But I believe Joe Biden can beat Trump.
No
forget
way.
About Hillary.
No. No.
Oh yeah.
He has more baggage than Trump. Come on, man.
No way.
And he'll be 76. He'll be 76 years old. Jer.
Okay.
No, he's too old.
Ruth Ginsburg is what? In her 80s.
85. So we want an 85-year-old president.
Hey, anybody but Trump.
He's killing. Okay. He's killing it, sir. And you got to admit that.
No. He's killing it by separating families. Come on, man. You wouldn't do that. Nobody in that.
He's
right
putting them back together today. They're all being 75 families. So he wins with conservatives.
Families?
He's not.
Families out of 3,000?
He's not trying to get. Jerry, he doesn't care about your vote. He lost you at hello. But he has
no,
the...
No. He didn't lose me a hello. I voted for him. Unfortunately, I voted for him. I'm having buyer's remorse now.
I get it. Thanks, buddy. I love hearing from you. We're way over. I get it. So Jerry's not buying anything Trump's selling. I'm fascinated by what's been going on. We're right back. Folks can't handle the truth regarding Trump. His style is working. I would have bet a lot against it. And I'm no different than all these callers. It's shocking to me. Sometimes, I'll call my wife and I'll read her a tweet, or I'll play a soundbite this morning when he said he was a stable genius. What? Or when he goes after a talk host or makes some ridiculous comment about a TV show. You're thinking, what? But I'm telling you, man, it's water off a duck's back. It just is. And Democrats can't stand it because they can't do anything about it other than say he's a bum. And with things humming along, that's not the way to win. It's like Coach Tomlin holding a news conference and saying, New England's a horrible team. Okay, how are you going to beat them? They're just a horrible team, but how are you going to beat them? They're just bad. Okay, good luck with that. That's how I see it. Hey, Harry.
How you doing, buddy?
Excellent, Harry.
Marty,
Harry.
I want to give you... Yes, sir.
Harry, we're waiting on you.
Yeah, I want to give you my honest opinion. I think you hit it right on the head. Here's the thing about Trump, okay? And what he does is he throws these things out there, but it's actually intended to get people who are against him off the subjects that matter. And they spend so much time hating him, and then he comes right back, talks about the issues, gets a win, and they look like they're unfocused, and they're just crying, and he looks like he knows what he's doing and has America's best interest at heart. And he doesn't say everything right, but you know what? People are looking at results, and the results say he's New England, my man. He's winning.
I don't think he's smart enough to know that he's trying to throw people off their trail, brother. I just think he's random, and I think it works for him. I think it worked for him his whole life. I don't know what you want me to say. I don't think there's a plan. Come on. Come on. Beverly!
Yeah.
Hi,
this morning. Okay, one thing I wanted to say is, and I, as you were saying earlier, how the mainstream media is really misrepresenting what went on in NATO yesterday. Trump came out with a great triumph. He's been hammering these people to pay their 2% of their gross national product towards NATO, which is the treaty that they signed. And that is why people are angry at the mainstream media, because they distort the news.
I can see that.
Okay. My other point is, I think you greatly underestimate Trump. He's gone in there. He knocks these world leaders off their feet.
Yeah.
Because he actually calls the white elephant in the room every single time.
Yeah.
We've been the welfare donor to the world for years. Our leaders over many presidents have literally given away America.
Yeah.
We've got given billions and billions
of
dollars.
Hey, stop with the speech here. I get it. I get it exactly. Everything you say, you're already you're filibustering. It's okay. I get it. You're right. You love Trump. I don't like him, but he wins. By the way, I've had bosses I didn't like, and they won. I've had coaches I didn't like, and they won. So, and I tell my wife this. Who cares who my boss is? Do my thing. Let me do my thing. Give me the runway. Give me the jet. Let me take off. Honestly, I'm never going to like him. Ever. He's not my kind of guy. Okay. But who cares what Marty Griffin thinks? The guy wins. And if you don't believe that, then you're just plain ignorant. We could spend all day arguing that, is he a bum? Is he rude? Is he obnoxious? Is he misogynist? Is he a sexist? Has he been accused of being a racist as well? Yeah, all these things. But things are happening that haven't happened in years. That's just life in general. Do I feel bad about it? No. Hey, brothers and sisters, Thursday goes to Friday for me. Ed, New Brighton, go ahead, man.
Hey, Marty, how are you? Beautiful day.
Gorgeous.
Thanks for taking the call.
Anytime.
I wasn't initially a Trump fan, but I'm starting to like him more as I see the results. He's definitely not polished, and he's not political, but I think that's one of the things I like about him. He's not a career politician, and I've been voting probably since the first Bush or Reagan, and all I can say is this is the first president, and I know it takes Congress to work with him, but this is the first president that I can remember who is actually doing or trying to do exactly what he said he was going to do when he campaigned. I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I get his personality quirks that people don't like, but like you said, you can't argue with the results, and the results put food on our table.
Yeah.
His personality doesn't.
The Wall Street Journal doesn't like him. I mean, that's my journalistic Bible. They have a hard time even saying he's a bum because you see these victories. But, you know. I'm with you. Who beats him? Honestly, who beats him? I don't know who beats him. I just can't tell you who beats him. I don't think anybody knows. Democrats don't. Hillary? Yeah, good luck with that. Bernie, come on. People say Oprah. I love her. Love. She's a gifted, brilliant, genius savant. Game-changing, earth-shattering. Makes you cry, laugh, you name it. Oprah's done it. I just saw a movie that she produced, Precious, if you ever had the chance. And Oprah was all over that thing. She's unbelievable. She's not going to run for president. She doesn't want that hassle. They crawl up your with a flashlight and destroy your life. I don't see it. Matt, go ahead.
Marty, hey, while interest rates are going up, the economy's booming. No one's going to beat them, period.
No.
And you know the crazy thing about it is if the Democrats were smart like the Republicans when Clinton was president, you know, the Republicans got almost everything they wanted when Clinton was president because he was an ideologue.
It's true.
He wasn't an ideologue. He was pragmatic.
No, that's true.
So is Trump.
Yep.
And if Democrats were smart, they could get a lot of stuff done.
Yeah. Yep. Instead, they just scream and yell, fire, fire, fire. And okay. But they got nothing right now. What would you argue if you were running for, who would you run for president against Trump that would beat him? Elizabeth Warren, come on. Come on. It's not happening. Brainy, again, spare us. Not happening. It's a fascinating adventure through the political landscape, and watching America every day is amazing. I don't know what the strategy is to beat him, Trump. I don't. I try because I'd like to see somebody beat him just because I get tired of hearing from him. But he's winning. Honestly, that those hats he wears, they make sense to a lot of people now. Even more sense. I don't know how you beat him. I don't know who beats him. Elizabeth Warren, spare me. Ain't happening. Joe Biden, come on. Come on. Whew. Texas, by the way, folks, at 866-391-1020. Text line brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.